Welcome to today's Perry Fairway. Let's talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am joined by Dallas County engineer Al Miller. First of all, Al, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
So you've had a very busy summer, it sounds like. You, at the most recent supervisors meeting, came before them and gave them an update on your road projects, and seems like you've been very productive. So talk a little bit about some of the things that you went over with them, with our audience.
Sure. I think part of the spring and summer, you know, issues that we had that helped us, obviously Mother Nature was a lot nicer to us this spring and summer than in previous years, but I am pretty happy with the production of our field folks and being able to work through the whole COVID-19 situation. But so far this year, we have been able to reshape and resurface about 30 miles of gravel and crushed limestone roads. We've been able to clean about 3 miles of ditch. We've worked on shoulder rock on some segments of our paved road system, about 25 miles total of that. And we've actually replaced or relayed about 23 culverts so far as of July 6th this year. So yeah, I think we've had a pretty good spring and summer, and I'm very proud of our maintenance folks that have been working hard to deal with social distancing and, you know, all the stuff that goes along with trying to be safe as well as being productive.
For sure. Now, when you were going over the map of what has been done in the county so far this spring and summer, a lot of stuff had been done on R16 involving culverts, and it looked like some other stuff as well. Talk about that R16 project north of Dallas Center and what you were able to do so far.
Yeah, we plan to widen and overlay R16 between Dallas Center, just north of 44, and F31. We had our crews replace a number of culverts, I believe on the order of about 18 or 19 culverts in that stretch. They were all metal culverts that were over 20 years old that we wanted to replace before we made the investment in the pavement surface. So our crews finished that stuff up earlier this year. We are going to let a contract in August to widen and put in drain tile along the edge of the existing pavement to prepare for eventual asphalt overlay of that segment, hopefully next construction season.
All right. So yeah, that's one project that you've been working on and that has wrapped up a lot of it. Another thing that you mentioned was actually a FEMA project on Midland Trail that has been completed. What can you tell me about that aspect of the project?
Yeah, last spring we had an area on Midland Trail where the Raccoon River had basically destroyed the bank and was eating into a portion of the road that we've had orange fence around since that flooding took place. It was a project that FEMA participated in the funding of. We were able to get that project rebuilt and get the riprap on the banks and finish that project before the first part of May. So I was pretty happy about that. So we also, as a part of that, we did some road grading to the south of that bank stabilization project and installed some culverts in an area that had been silted in over quite a number of years that we've had drainage problems with for the last decade, probably.
All right. So now, what are some projects that people should be mindful of coming up for the rest of the summer and then even into the fall?
That R16 project, I anticipate that starting construction early September, and that'll last probably 4 to 6 weeks, depending on weather. That particular project, I believe it's close to 6 miles, is going to be probably our biggest disruption in traffic flow for this construction season. We do have a number of culverts that need to be replaced on F31 between R22 and Granger that will have spot locations closed down at different times over the summer. The only other, I guess, somewhat major project is down in River Oaks area, down off of Moffett Lake Road. We have some pavement replacement down in that area that we plan to get in through a local letting this late summer and have that construction start in the fall as well.
All right. Now, one last thing I wanted to ask you about today doesn't have to do with any direct projects that you're involved with, but something that we've actually discussed in the past, that's road buckling. Obviously, a lot of people may be familiar with the road buckling that happened south of Adel on Highway 169 recently. Talk a little bit about that issue and basically how you fix it.
Yeah, basically that is caused when we get these extremely hot times of the year, the pavement expands and basically, you know, the weakest link buckles up to relieve that stress. And that's what happened on 169 here a couple days ago. Typically during this period of time during the year, we get numerous areas that buckle like that. We have to go out do an emergency repair. A lot of times it's remove the concrete pavement and replace it with rock until our guys can get there to put a patch in. But generally, you're going to have to remove pavement and patch the concrete there where the damage is located. But luckily, we have a very competent crew of folks that do concrete work and patching work, so we're able to get on those relatively quickly. You know, when they pop up, it's obviously dangerous for the traveling public when you come across one of those. But we've been lucky enough not to have any reports, although as we speak, it's, you know, we're under a heat advisory, so we anticipate some of those things happening. But luckily so far, we haven't in Dallas County had any road buckling to date.
Knock on wood, right?
For sure, for sure. I said it during the board meeting, and I guess I would say it again about the time I say I'm happy about that. We'll get a bunch of calls, but I'm definitely knocking on wood right now that we haven't had any problems this year.
For sure. And you mentioned during the meeting as well that, you know, you don't have any idea when or where those are going to happen. So you also encourage people to reach out to you to report those, correct?
Definitely, yeah. We rely on the traveling public to report. You know, for that matter, any problems that people see out there, please call our office and let us know. But definitely, you know, those road buckling issues can happen very quickly and at any time. So, you know, I would encourage anybody out traveling Dallas County that if anybody sees, you know, the pavement starting to buckle like that, please give a secondary road department a call, and we will get on it as quickly as we can.
All right. Well, Dallas County Engineer Al Miller, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
I guess what I would throw a big thank you out to all the Dallas County maintenance folks that have worked through the coronavirus situation and really had a good spring and summer so far. So I throw a big thank you out to those folks. And I guess everybody that travels Dallas County, please slow down and drive safe. And, you know, wish everybody safe travels.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me and for all the information. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Al Miller. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sorwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.